Hi, this is Neil Kelly, Orange County's Registrar of Voters, and welcome to another podcast as we're just 41 days away from the November election, which is hard to believe. I am here with Adele Tangaloa.
Hello.
Hello, Adele, and you are polling place lead.
And,
right, and we're also here with Martin Miller, who's from the Orange County Sheriff's Department. We're going to talk to Martin in just a second, but we want to talk about today our collection centers. And we have had 23 collection centers in the past, so for poll workers, you understand that at the end of election night, you're driving these materials, election supplies, to a collection center, which may be a couple of miles from you, or it may be 15 miles from you, or 20 miles. And what we're trying to do for the November election, first time we've done this in decades in Orange County, is add to the number of collection centers. So that's kind
that's
of
correct.
Under your umbrella. So let's talk about it. We have 23 now, and we're going to go to...
We're going to be adding 10 collection centers throughout the County of Orange to really expedite the process for the inspectors at the end of the night. So instead of taking any toll roads, they could take some major roads, and it's just right down the street to take the supply box and the JBC back to our collection center.
Right, and so we know there are thousands of our dedicated poll workers out there that are used to going to a specific collection center election after election, but they need to really pay attention because some of that's going to change.
That is correct.
Right.
They need to check their red canvas bag. The first thing they should check when they pick it up between Thursday and Saturday for pickup is the new collection center map, which will be in there. It's a yellow sheet. This way they could see exactly where their new collection center is.
So the goal behind this is after you close down at the end of election night, you have an opportunity to get these quickly to the collection center that's nearest you. And by adding 10 of these, and I'm kind of looking at a map right now of these, we've positioned them so they're pretty much in between our current collection centers. So we've filled in those gaps.
That is correct. So you won't have to jump a freeway.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have to, like I said before, a toll road. It's closer to the jet mill of all your precincts, of all the other polling places.
Right, exactly. So Martin Miller is here. Martin, I'll let you give your official title from the Sheriff's Department.
Well, my official title, I guess, right now is Emergency Communications Manager.
Mm-hmm. And Martin has really been instrumental as a partner with us, with the Sheriff's Department, for, we were talking about this, about 10 years plus.
That's correct. Yeah.
Right. And your role, Martin, on election night is super important because you're tracking all of these materials and helping us track those coming back from collection centers under the guard of the Sheriff's Department. And your role is to make sure that those arrive here on time. Big task.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we have a schedule that we labor over to try to figure out the best or the quickest way to get the precincts or the ballot boxes back here. And yet to spread them out evenly over the evening so we don't have them all coming at once, but early and then steadily throughout the night.
So when we came to you and I talked to you and said, Martin, we're going to add 10 collection centers. What were you thinking?
I'm thinking, how are we going to do this? We're going to need to have additional vans, additional drivers, additional security. And, a lot of logistics.
And it's important logistics because obviously we want to maintain that security on the ballots and make sure they come back here safely and on time. But at the same time, you know, providing an opportunity to our poll workers to get those to a closer collection center. And that's kind of on us. And so we kind of have to work together as a partner in this.
Right. And I think, hopefully one of the positive benefits of this, in addition to getting things brought in quicker, is to terminate the night quicker.
Right.
Is not having people drive so far so that they're coming in later at the collection center and we can get those trucks and vans back in here earlier.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I just want to tell you, we very much appreciate the partnership with the Sheriff's Department and, you know, all the men and women that come here and help out is just tremendous. You guys always do a fantastic job for us. So
we appreciate that. And, you know, we find it's a change of job for us. It's something different from our normal radio communications world. And I think everybody looks forward to being a part of it and contributing.
Fantastic. Thanks again, Martin. Thank you, Adele. And tune in for more podcasts coming up soon as we get closer to November's election. Thank you.